special guests joining us to cover a ton of vital news. Kirk Elliott coming up here in a moment. I want to jam in a few more calls. BMX in Canada on assassination and the election. Go ahead, BMX.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. I'd like to challenge the listeners to the... I've got a quick quote, but the Centurion Club. I myself have over 100 call-ins, and this is my first time speaking to you, sir. And more importantly, I've got over 100 orders from InfoWarsStore.com, including the X2 stockpile. I got the I Hate Alex Jones t-shirt. I got the lung cleanse.
Well, you're the reason we're on air, buddy. All of our success against tyranny is because of you. Thank you.
And a quick quote, and I'll let you get on. This is a quote from devout, strident eugenicist George Bernard Shaw from over 100 years ago. Quote, assassination is the extreme form of censorship, end quote. And I'll let you get on. My life is complete, sir. Thank you.
Oh, we love you, brother. Dean in New York, then Josiah. Dean, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Alex, longtime listener since 2008, second time caller.
Welcome.
I want to know if everything is on its face evident, then why haven't our justices or our law enforcement issued arrest warrants? I don't understand.
Well, I mean, the Justice Department's controlled by the Democrats, so most of that's federal. But we do see state attorney generals and others starting to move criminally against the Democrats. So you're right.
Where are the arrests? Where are the hangings for treason? What's going on?
Well, Ken Paxton's going in the right direction. They tried to indict him about 9 times. So people are.
You as well, by the way, you look great in green with a suntan.
Brother, I really appreciate you. Thanks, Dean. People are scared. They're scared of the corporate media. They're scared of the Justice Department. And so we have crazy people in a runaway train. Thank you for the call. Josiah in Kansas, last caller. Go ahead. Thanks.
Hey there, Alex. I think Trump just needs to get the Green Berets and Navy SEALs, Special Forces, and just be like hyper-insulated. And then we need to just kind of just have a red state defiance. And we don't really need to use their fiat. We just need to go back to the old days of paying people with gas and lumber and land and stuff like that. We can kind of just usurp the system a little bit.
Well, that is the Achilles heel. That's why they want everybody not self-sufficient and not knowing how to wipe their ass, because they're worried about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, but it's like you said, we need the governors to grow some cojones. We put the state guard on our borders, start, you know, deleting the criminals, and then we start paying people in goods and services, minerals and whatnot. We don't need to listen to their crap. It's all an illusion, like you've taught me for 15 years. If we can just see past the illusion, break the matrix, and just deny the Fed all power and just cut their paper off.
Well, to be clear, the federal government itself has been hijacked. We need to remove the coup. I think it almost gives them credibility to call it the feds. It's the criminal cabal that's hijacked the country that appointed Kamala Harris as the Democrat candidate. It is illegitimate. She is illegitimate. It's all a fraud.
Exactly. And we can just do, you know what I mean? I see one of the only peaceful solutions is some type of secession and just basically just governors.
Well, yeah, I mean, if the feds go to a civil war, Texas should just secede, has its own ports, its own fuel, its own stuff, supplies like 10 states with their energy, and then a bunch of other states will line up with us, and we declare ourselves the real American Republic, and then all the other states will fall in line.
Exactly. Texas will be as the pumping heart to the rest of the red states. We're all pretty much connected anyways.
And that's what the Democrats said they would do with blue states. They can't survive without us, so we can do this peacefully.
Yeah, we can let them implode and starve to death, and we'll just sit here with our, you know, peaceful society, and we'll just lock you out, buddy.
Well,
and we'll just reverse Hunger Games them.
The majority of Texans in polls want that to happen. I'd rather save the whole country, but better than a bloody civil war, secession is definitely an option. That's what our forebears did, seceded from the British. All right, we'll be right back. Thank you. With Dr. Kirk Elliott and a ton of breaking financial news on the economy. There's been so much. You haven't been on this in 2 weeks. This is going to be big. Stay with us.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I've known who Kirk Elliott is for decades, going back to his work at Focus on the Family on their board, and of course at WorldNet Daily. And for 12 years, I haven't had a gold or silver sponsor because, quite frankly, I will not have a sponsor on that pitches exclusively, particularly collectible coins. Yeah, some of those are good. Sometimes you can make money on them, but you want bullion that you get at wholesale. And because there's not a bunch of markup in that, if people are really being competitive, it's just not something I'll be part of. I mean, we could definitely have the funds for the show. I've had, in the last 12 years, probably 50 offers from all the major companies to be sponsors here. And I'm just like, I want somebody to sell bullion. And I said, if people call you and they want a certain collectible and you can get it, that's fine. And then sure enough, a few times I did a test, I'd call up and test it, and they'd start pitching me some coin for 30, 40% what it was worth. And I'd say, that's it. Your contract's canceled. But we had a few sponsors for like a week. You'd hear for like a week, they'd be gone because they'd lie to me. And then I'm thinking, oh my gosh, Dr. Kirk Elliott, I want to get him on as a guest. And we start talking. He's like, oh, I'm already a big listener, blah, blah, blah. We ought to be a sponsor. He's the number one silver broker now in the United States. He would be the biggest in gold, but he's not really pitching gold because he sees silver with the biggest area to move. And that's been happening. He's been coming on with us for almost a year. And boy, has he been proven right. So he's got a giant stack of news and clips. He hadn't been on in 2 weeks. Give us an update on the economy. His predictions are excellent. But I wanted to get him on up front here because he is a sponsor, and to me it's one of the smartest moves out there. Other than a relationship with God and being healthy, you need to have silver, you need to have gold in this insane world. And I'm not against crypto, too. I think that's great as well. But, you know, some of those are pump and dumps. You got to be careful, but it's certainly something good, you know, overall. But, you know, to me, having storable food, having firearms, having communications, having gold and silver, having people you can trust, having a network, that is all essential right now. So, Dr. Kirk Elliott, you never do this when you come on till later. And I always make you do it. But give us the breakdown on gold and silver news first, then later why, you know, what's the economy, why it's important. But just up front, they call you, do a consultation, boom, 8%, the industry leader, sell it back for no cost. Nobody who's big does that. I mean, you're a one-stop shop. You've got the best name, 4.7, 4.8 stars everywhere. And so that's who I go to. And you don't make that much profit per capita, but it does make you the biggest company. I could get 5-10 times the money and sit there and not sleep good at night. And I just don't need that in my life. So we want to sell a lot of gold and a lot of silver to people so we can fund the operation because it's the right smart move to do. So, you know, soon I want to approach a lot of my friends who are great people who don't know gold and silver, who are well-known talk show hosts, and explain to them they need to get with you because it's just, and there's some okay folks out there, but compared to you, there's nobody. Everybody needs to go to, hands down, KEPM.com, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold. When you go to that link, they know it came from me. That way we get more of the support. So, Doc, thanks for keeping us on air, and thanks for providing an amazing service. Let's give them a gold and silver pitch right now. It's like selling, you know, in ice water in the Sahara Desert, people, it's like selling snow cones in hell. This is an obvious move on silver and gold and everywhere else. But let's give them the hard pitch here because they need to do it. They need to call you.
Yeah. So, Alex, we've been talking about gold and silver for like a year. I mean, it's been a while. Right. And since that time, we've seen silver go from like $22 an ounce 5 months ago up to about almost 32 today. It's like you look at that move, it's like, oh my word, that's over 40% in the last 5 months. Right. But to me, when you look at a chart like a chart that's on the screen right now, that there's always fundamental reasons why a chart looks like a chart. And what are they? That's unsustainable debt, inflationary pressures, political chaos, wars and rumors of wars, black swan events that come up, right? And so this is what I look at, is all of the things that make the chart look like the chart. And what we've been talking about has sadly become reality. Right? I wish the stuff that we're talking about debt implosions, banks running out of money, FDIC being underinsured, supply chain disruptions, the massive demand for silver with new battery technology from Samsung, that we've addressed all of this. I wish some of this stuff would never happen, but yet it is. So we talk about it, and that's why the chart is moving up.
We're making lemonade out of lemons. You're handed a bucket of lemons, make lemonade. God gave us a brain to adapt and overcome and make the right decisions, and in these hard times, make the maneuvers that are the best move for our families.
Absolutely. You might as well take advantage of the trends so the trends don't take advantage of us, right? So here's where, as we talk this morning, silver is at $31.78. So it's real close to 32. Well, I was doing some research over the weekend, and there's three things that need to happen as I was doing this research for silver to really break out and talk about what we've been talking about. We can do a ratio trade in silver to compound our ounces of gold moving forward, because silver's outperforming probably by the end of the year or first quarter of next. See, I'm thinking silver is going to hit $50 an ounce by the end of the year. Well, what three conditions need to be met for that to happen? It's a technical level. It's a chart thing. And I'm not a chartist, Alex, but when silver closes above $32.50, realize it's $31.78 right now. When it closes above $32.50, that's one of the conditions. That is a very hard resistance point. And once it does that, there is no more resistance until 50, which is like its old high. The second thing that needs to be met is don't actually track it in dollars, because a lot can happen with the dollar. Banks are running out of money. The dollar is being dismantled with the petrodollar going away. So let's measure it in euros. So when silver closes above 30 euros per ounce, that's the second condition. It's really close to that right now. And the final condition is truly a little more esoteric, right? And that is if we, there's this gentleman that actually wrote this article. He put together a synthetic silver price index. Basically, that talks about removing a false positive, right? So we want to make sure that this breakout isn't just a fake, right? It's just not just a head fake, but it's the real thing. His index actually shows that this actually could be the real deal. So here's where, when you look at these technical patterns, we're all about to break out. So from technically speaking, this is what we have been waiting for with silver. But I need to add one huge, massive, massive fundamental factor to this. And this is what Putin, I didn't send you this article, Alex, I apologize. But last week, Putin said, you know what we're going to do, world? We're going to add silver to our strategic reserves in Russia, not just gold, but we're going to add silver to it. And it's like, oh my word. So they've already got like 1,000 tons of gold, tons that they've purchased over the last decade, making them the largest purchaser of gold on the planet over the last decade. Now what Putin wants to do is add silver to the mix. Why? Because of international sanctions placed on the ruble. He wants to stick it to the West. He wants to stick it to the Western banks. And he knows if he adds silver to it, the supply of silver will go away. There's not enough silver to start backing a currency. And this is what he wants to do. So silver supply diminishes, prices go through the ceiling. The forecast just from that one event alone would cause silver to go to $50 an ounce. But everything else that we're talking about with new battery technology and debt and unsustainability, supply chain disruptions, will cause silver to go to 50. So you add both of these things together, it's like, oh my goodness, that silver could absolutely soar and skyrocket before the end of the year. So as we look at this, why not gold, right? You just had this article that was put on the screen. It's like the top 10 holders of gold on the planet. Russia is number one with 1,230 tons purchased over the last decade. Turkey is up there, right? You've got a lot of the BRICS nations. China is on this list. You look at who's not. Who's not on the list is the United Kingdom, United States, most countries in Europe. It's like, see, the Western financial system is about to implode. The BRICS nations and their system, they're adding gold to their mix like it's nobody's business. See, they want to take over the and dominate the world financial picture. So as the dollar deteriorates, they're backing their currencies with gold. Gold is going to skyrocket. Silver outperforms gold in bull markets. And we, Alex, get to take advantage of that in a world where the foundations around us are eroding. You know what? Our finances don't need to with it.
Well, for me, it's simple. How much has silver gone up in 5 years? How much has gold gone up in 5 years?
Well, I remember gold was about $1,200 an ounce, you know, about that time ago. Silver was $1,191, right? It's $32. So you look at these growth, I mean, $1,191 to roughly $32. Okay, that's huge, massive growth, right? But we don't have to go back that far. You go back 2.5 years, silver was $1,797, right? That's up almost 100% during this time frame. This is phenomenal growth. Right. And you look at what the stock market has done. It went up during that time, but gold and silver went up more. So when our goal as wise and prudent investors is to minimize risk, maximize our return, there's options out there. And I would not go into something that's gone up because of stimulus money. That's what the stock market is.
The system's been trying to suppress gold. They've been trying to suppress gold and silver, but it's failed as well. So you sent me a huge presentation of articles, clips, and documents. So I want you to host the balance of the broadcast here. I'll be listening, but I want to give you the floor here, Dr. Kirk Elliott. And you do such a great job as an economist, not just as the top silver broker in the country, to go through this. So I'm going to hand you control of the broadcast. And then in 43 minutes, Owen Schroyer, the Cuck Destroyer, takes over from the embattled InfoWars studios. Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Thanks, Alex. And it was great being with you so far. And there's things that I want to talk about today that really I want to start with the spiritual landscape of our country, because that actually builds the framework for everything else that's going on. So we're going to talk about what happens when God is kicked out of our country. We're going to talk about what God has said way back in the Old Testament, which is a reflection of what we're seeing today. We're going to talk about where we are in the cycle of democracy. I want to show a video of what Biden-Harris policies have done in creating poverty in this country, and then talk about the BRICS nations. October 22nd through the 24th, is a massive BRICS meeting in Russia. So we're going to talk about the implications of that and what it means to the rest of the world. So I want to start, though, with what happens when God is kicked out of our country. So back in the 1800s, the founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, he made this statement. And listen to it. This is wild, right? He said, "The chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It's like, oh my word, was this guy spot on or what? Right? When you look at where we are in the Christian church today, it's a lot of it's characterized by cheap grace. right? It's characterized with, oh, there is no hell. You know, just live the life the way that you want to. You can have salvation without changing, right? Politics, good politics, is impossible without God, because you have no moral code. You know, have no ethical code, right? It was Tocqueville back in the 1700s that says, if America ever ceases to be good, it will cease to be great, right? You can't be great without being good. You can only be good if you have a moral compass, right? That comes from God. So this quote came in the 1800s. And he said, these were going to be the chief problems confronting the next century. And sure enough, we are facing all of that. You can see this in almost every aspect of life. Now, the reason I'm talking about this, you know, basically building this framework, is because you can't make good economic decisions without a faith background, without this moral compass, because faith, economic decisions without faith end up with greed, right? So it points to, hey, everything is about me rather than everything being about somebody else, right? And looking at life as, I'm going to build up a massive empire so it can benefit me, rather than saying, how many people can I bless? How many people can I help? And then you receive the blessings from heaven from that. It's a completely different mindset, right? So let's look at why I think that we got to this place. So if you read Psalm 106, and I'm going to act like a preacher here for just a little bit, but in Psalm 106, it's this story, right? And you can see the shift in the minds of the people. So what it starts with is, praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all of his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment and that do righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that you have given unto the people, and visit me with your salvation. See, this is a time of praise. See, in this, the psalmist David is saying, I'm thank you. He said, I understand everything I've got is from you. Thank you for your blessings, right? It's this gratitude, right? But then it shifts, right? And he starts to understand his weakness and his wickedness. It said, we have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood the wonders of Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of the mercies that provided at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his own namesake, that he might make his mighty power be known. He rebuked the Red Sea, right? This is the story of the Israelites. They crossed the Red Sea. It was a miracle. They had manna from heaven when they had no food. That was a miracle. He brought them out of Egypt. That was a miracle when they were in slavery for forever, it seemed, right? And yet they forgot about that. They forgot about the blessings that God had given them, and they started to grumble. They started to complain. They started to have false idols. They started to worship other gods, right? And so what did God do, right? In the last verse in this, in 15, you know what God does, because he's a gentleman? He gave them their request, where they kicked God out of their life. And what did that mean? He also then sent leanness into their soul. He gave them poverty of soul, right? And this is where I see our country right now. Look, we won the Revolutionary War way back in the day. We became the most abundant nation on earth. And now we're grumbling and complaining. We become a nation of victims and a nation of hate. And we've got all of these, we focus on how we're different than each other rather than what we have in common, and we forget about the blessings that made us great. And so God, being a gentleman, steps back and says, I'll give you what you want. You want me out of your life? You're going to get poverty of soul. And you can't have good politics without God being at the center of them. That's my view, right? So now let's take it one step further. The cycle of democracy, you know, by Alexander Teitler's old Scottish historian. He basically said that democracies, or like in our case, a representative republic, lasts for 200 years on average. Well, 1776, 1876, 1976, now 2025, we're 250 years into an experiment where most of these last 200 years. So what is the cycle? And we'll put America at the center of this, because all these start with bondage, right? Our ancestors came to America to get religious freedom, right? So they came here, by great faith. They searched for unity, right? And then they had this courage. They fought the Revolutionary War that gave us liberty. That liberty leads to abundance. So see where the cycle starts? Bondage to faith. Faith brings courage. Courage brings liberty. Liberty brings abundance. But then we start to go in a backwards direction. Once you get to abundance, it's human nature. Abundance leads to selfishness. Selfishness leads to complacency. Complacency leads to apathy. Apathy to dependence. And then dependency back into bondage. See, this is a cycle, right? And when you look at this, where we are in America right now, where we've got a budget that's 80% of it is some kind of mandatory payment or entitlement. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, women, infant, children programs, food stamps, stimulus programs, right? It's 80%. Now, I'm not saying, don't hear me wrong, Social Security is not an entitlement. You pay into it your whole life. You should receive something out of it. But you try to take it away, like what they want to do with austerity measures like they did in France, raise the retirement age, reduce your benefits, you're going to have a riot on your hands, right? So we're at this point of dependence. I would say on this cycle, we're between dependence and bondage. We've almost finished the full cycle, right? We went from faith to courage to liberty to abundance, and now abundance to selfishness, complacency, apathy, back to dependence again, which will lead us to bondage. How close are we to that? One election away. Literally, I think this is pivotal. This is a pivotal election, where you're going to have people voting for the politician that will give them the most, right, out of the public treasury. I think this is where we are. So this, because this is where America is, when you become into that apathy dependent stage, rather than voting for the presidential candidate who will teach you how to fish rather than give you fish, right? It's like, when you look at the difference between Harris and Trump, Trump wants to lower taxes, lower interest rates, create jobs, give you personal freedom, have freedom of speech, right? Create the America that we all envision. But we're at this tipping point. We're at a tipping point, and this is why this election is so important. We vote wrongly, or the result is wrong. We may vote properly, but the result is still going to be jacked up. Right. We go back into bondage. We get their good outcome, and we can start this cycle of faith and courage and liberty and bringing back what the enemy has stolen from us financially, economically, spiritually, politically. With all of our freedoms, we can regain that. So after the break, I'm going to talk about some of the news and show where we are in this stage.
I'm shooting this update on Tuesday, October 14th, 2024. In 28 days, InfoWars goes up for sale, and the bad guys say they're going to try to outbid the good guys and shut us down. Well, regardless of what happens, I'm going to stay on the air. And I know those of you watching and listening think the same thing, because you love America, you love freedom, and you're not rolling over to the globalist. You're not rolling over to their censorship and their bullying and how they've terrorized the American people. You're fired up, and you are part. You are at the heart of the Great Awakening. Now, we make it really easy to ensure, no matter what happens to InfoWars, we stay on the air and keep fighting without missing a beat. And the way to do that is to support our great sponsor, the alexjonesstore.com, with incredible t-shirts, amazing ball caps, hoodies, you name it, that spread the word and promote a message of liberty. And you also meet like-minded people while you do it. There's also incredible supplements. For years, Irish sea moss has been all the rage as the superfood, because just in the concentrated moss itself, it's full of one of the best types of iodine that is such a key in our entire body. But then it's got all of these other superfoods and ingredients in it that just turbocharge the entire body, particularly the thyroid and all of your hormones in your body. The endocrine disruptors, the weed killers, the atrazine, all the glyphosate that's in the food, the water, everywhere, suppresses that and blocks that. That's why using the compounds God gave us does incredible things. Now, we sold out of the first round of concentrated gummies, Irish sea moss, ultimate sea moss, the alexjonesstore.com. But more's coming in next week. But they just got in yesterday the powdered capsules of it that don't taste great like the gummies, but dissolve in your stomach so you never taste it, so it doesn't matter, that are twice as strong when it comes to the iodine and the other key compounds in it. Now, the gummies are amazing. People are going to love them. You get instant energy from them, but it takes a few weeks for the iodine to really kick in so you really feel it. But with these capsules, they are actually a little bit more than twice as powerful with the main ingredients. So believe me when I say you want to go to the alexjonesstore.com, look at the ingredients list, and then research the ingredients for yourself, because it's not just the sea moss. It's a superfood. It has the iodine, a bunch of other vitamins and minerals and key trace elements in it, so it really gets into your blood, really gets into your cells. I was already incredibly excited about Irish sea moss because I know about the rave reviews, but since I've been taking it, it is insanely good. I just now started taking yesterday the capsules, and they're even more incredible than the gummies. So for adults, for children, for old folks, for everybody, you want to get Ultimate Sea Moss at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operation. No matter what happens to InfoWars, supporting our sponsors, thealexjonesstore.com, is critical to the fight. Plus, these are amazing products. You can get one bottle of the Sea Moss gummies or the Sea Moss powdered capsules for 40% off, two for 40%+, and three for 50%+ exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, the classic InfoWars red on navy blue shirt. This is a classic, but if InfoWars shuts down, it's going to be quite a collector's item, quite the memento of history. But if we survive, it'll be even cooler. So please make your mark in history. Know that you back the most critical media organization defending Team Humanity at the most important time in our decades and decades long history. Please visit now thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you all for your past support and ask you now more than ever to commit at this critical time.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So obviously, America's on the right, and we've got a battle between the haves and the have-nots, and you've got economic policies by the left that are actually keeping America down. It's not propping America up. And I want to show a video. It was on Benny Johnson had shared this on his X account, and this lady is talking about the Democrat policies causing poverty in her life. And I want to watch it in its entirety. It's just a few minutes long. And then we're going to talk about how the policies that are creating this and how devastating they are and how heartbreaking this is, right? It's like the only way to actually grow an economy is to empower people to succeed, not give all of our extra money to Ukraine. Just this morning, you know, what did the Biden administration do? Another $425 million to Ukraine, right? When people aren't being helped from Hurricane Helene and Milton. It's like, give me a break. right? They keep sending hundreds of millions of dollars away, and they're not giving people help here. This is disgusting. So let's watch this video, if we can pull that up, as this lady explains the plight that she is in and how hard it is living in a Biden-Harris economic America.
I did not grow up a middle-class child, and I am not a middle-class person right now. When I talk about the struggle, I'm talking about what's real. And I know most of the Democrats, liberals, and leftists are out here just living their best life, so much so that they run up to our comment sections and try to beat us with bootstraps. I did not grow up a middle-class kid. And even though I keep reaching for it and reaching for it, it did not come from my kids either. And I'm still reaching for it, and I'm still reaching for it. I can't seem to grasp it. And I will make no apologies for feeling like my voice is at least worth something, even if my pockets ain't. Even if I don't own anything, I own this. And I am going to use it, whether they like it or not. And nobody has to pay me for it. All those people in my comment section, Trump is paying you, white supremacists paying you. I got $15.37 in my bank account right now, and I'm hungry. Nobody is paying me to speak what is real. It is real for me. Don't tell me to get an education. I got it. Don't tell me to get a better job. My job is pretty good. I make pretty good money. I cannot afford this rent. I cannot afford to get back and forth and pay for groceries and everything else. I can't. And even though you on the left and everybody else seems to be having parties at Obama's and Diddy's house with Oprah and the rest of the celebrities, a lot of us over here don't have that privilege. I would appreciate it if y'all didn't come and just rub it in. You look poor. I am poor. You need a better job. I need two jobs. Either you help or you keep your highfalutin Democrat business to yourself. I don't think y'all really understand. Clearly, y'all in a whole nother world. Y'all in a whole nother world. Y'all do not understand what's going on out here. But this supply chain is about to be even more jacked up for all those who are looking and watching. Be prepared.
That's heartbreaking to me. She's really trying. She's trying to work. But this is most of America right now, living paycheck to paycheck, barely making ends meet. And we have to ask ourselves why. Why is this the case? When you print money, it creates inflation. They're printing money like there's nobody's business, right? We just added over $275 billion worth of new debt on the first day of our fiscal year in October. $275 billion. Right? You put this into perspective. From 1776 until 1980, when Reagan became president, that's 204 years, the national debt was just under $1 trillion. When he became president, it was like $980 billion or something like that. So 204 years to accumulate almost $1 trillion of national debt. They just added $276 billion in one day. That would mean 4 days like that would equal what it took 204 years to accumulate. They are printing money like they're drunken sailors. And what's happening is the rest of the world now no longer wants our dollar. The BRICS nations, basically adding OPEC into the mix to destroy the petrodollar. Now, there's no demand for the U.S. dollar, which means we're going to have to print even more. This is part of Biden's policies. What else are part of Biden-Harris policies? Raising taxes. So people have less money. Well, why do you have to raise taxes? Well, because they have so many entitlements they have to pay, right? It's like, okay, so now people, everything we buy is more expensive. We have less money to pay for it because taxes are going up. And oh, because they print so much money, you've got to slow down that inflation. So they raise interest rates to slow down inflation. Now, anybody that has debt is going to have higher interest payments. So you got higher payments, less money at the end of every month, higher prices. That is toxic to anybody's portfolio, to anybody's wallet. And this poor lady, which I wish I knew who she was, because I would love to help her, right? She has $15 left in her bank account. But this is like most of America right now. She's just the mouthpiece that was bold enough to share her message, to possibly get help, to possibly tell the world how bad it is, so we can tell our politicians, like, start making some good changes rather than just, you know, wasting money on Ukraine and everything else and all these horrible stimulus programs. So they lie. The Biden-Harris administration is lying about the numbers. They brag every single month. Oh, we exceeded expectations. We got more jobs. Ooh, inflation is not as high as we thought it was. We're doing a good job, right? And you look at it, though. Well, let's look at the latest job numbers. Right? So they were bragging about how many jobs they created. I think they said they created 275,000 jobs. It was amazing. You know what? 75,000 jobs that were created were government jobs. This isn't real to me. A real job would be private sector jobs. You know, you and me and everybody else going out and spending money at a store. So that store owner now is so busy, they have to hire more people. Now they've got more people working, more people spending money. That's economic growth. And that's a real job that was created from private sector spending. When you create jobs that are government jobs, that's other people's money. That's not even really money. It's debt that paid for it. That's not true economic growth. But they say, though, this is great. Look at the jobs numbers. 75,000 of the jobs from the last report were government jobs. To me, that's not real. That's not real economic growth. That's not real job growth. So then you look at, because they keep doing all these things, let's look at the federal debt that I just talked about, going up over $275 billion in just one day. You look at this chart of debt, it's astronomical. It's through the roof, like nothing that we've ever seen, right? That's the first day of the fiscal year, right? So then you've got all these other problems that are starting to manifest themselves globally. You've got wars and rumors of wars. You've got Israel fighting pretty much every Islamic faction on earth, right? Whether it's Palestine or Hamas or Hezbollah or the Houthis or Iran. And then you've got, so is it religious ideology? Is it countries? Is it, what is it? And it's all of the above, right? So you've got this massive war in the Middle East that's going to escalate from a regional war to something bigger, in my opinion. Because why? Now, Israel is going to respond to the last massive attack from Iran on Israel. And they're deciding, what are we going to hit? Are we going to hit their nuclear targets? Or are we going to hit their financial district? What are we going to do? Right? As soon as they figure out what they're going to do, and there is a retaliation, now you've got Iran. Where is Iran getting their money from and their weapons from? They're getting them from Russia. This escalates into a global thing pretty quickly. You've also got Russia and Ukraine. You've also got China and Taiwan. You've got wars and rumors of wars all over the world, right? So Jamie Dimon, you know, with JP Morgan Chase, he basically said, you know, making decisions for the largest bank in North America, said conditions are getting treacherous and they're getting worse, right? So what happens to people when in their psychology when things are getting so bad like this? They pull back the reins. They stop spending. They don't know if they're going to have a job down the road. They don't know what these wars and rumors of wars and all this printing of money and the job layoffs are going to mean. They don't know what the election is going to mean come November. So what do? They pull back. So he's saying that conditions are getting worse. He has to look at it this way. You know, with one of the CEO of North America's largest bank, JP Morgan Chase, right? So he's saying geopolitical risks and concerns are a big deal because it impacts how people spend if they even have money, right? So now we've got those things happening domestically, but to me, the biggest pendulum shifting moment in this generation has been the emergence of BRICS, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, the political economic coalition that was put together in 2006. It's been around for a while, right? But actually it started to grow and morph into something big and huge and life altering for all of Americans, because what it does is when you've got 50% of the world's population in a trade bloc and their goal is to de-dollarize the world, get rid of the U.S. dollar, trade in their own currencies, they're doing that by, in January of this year, decided we're going to add United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Egypt, Ethiopia, and Argentina into the mix. So they basically added OPEC. We've talked about this numerous times on this show. But on October 22nd, and just a week, the BRICS nations are meeting in Russia. So what are we going to expect from this new BRICS meeting, this summit that's happening in Kazan, Russia? Well, there's a couple of things that they're going to do. They're going to officially admit those countries into the mix that they announced in January. So now pretty much most of OPEC nations are now part of the BRICS nations. Not only do they have the manufacturing superpower of China, the military collective superpower of China and Russia all put together, right? But they've now got the oil producing power of the world with the Middle East. See, this is a big deal. They're also going to announce a new currency, their BRICS common currency. You know, so the speculation is that their central bank digital currency, they're going to have one unit rather than all the individual currencies of the respective countries. Well, this is going to be a big trade block, and it is going to be an alternative to dollar-denominated financial system globally, right? So they're putting together a payment platform, CIPS, C-I-P-S. Right, which is going to basically replace SWIFT, which is what's used in the Western world for banks to send wires to each other. So they've got their own payment platform. They've got their own new platform called MBridge. MBridge is a way for basically blockchain technology to actually have currencies trade back and forth with each other, and even having gold as a backing. They figured it out. They figured it out how to have a central bank digital currency backed by gold so the BRICS nations can just dominate the world. See, this is the kind of things that they're going to talk about. They're going to talk about how do we accelerate the de-dollarization of the world, because this has been their goal. In Durban, South Africa last year, Putin said it when he opened it up. He said, our goal is to de-dollarize the world and we're going to do it. People thought, is Putin just spouting off? How can he be so arrogant and smug with that statement? Well, look what they've done since then. It's pretty big, right? And so as we see this stuff moving forward, it's going to get worse, right? As this pendulum actually completely shifts over from the West to the East, Western financial dominance moves to the BRICS nations. So who's going to be part of the BRICS nations next? They're going to be talking about this on October 22nd to the 24th, who's waiting in the wings? I'll tell you, Turkey is. Oh, it's a problem. They're a NATO member, right? The largest country in the Middle East. So there's also other countries, Algeria, Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Belarus, Bolivia, Cuba, Kazakhstan, Myanmar, Nigeria, Pakistan, Senegal, Thailand, Venezuela, and Vietnam. They're all waiting in the wings to be admitted into the BRICS nations. See, this number is, it gets staggering when you think about it and how big this trade bloc becomes. And so how do you win this? Right? How can we take advantage of this when our world, as we know it as Americans, is economically falling apart? Right? You look at mortgages this week. It's like, oh, they lowered interest rates. This is great. They lowered interest rates by 50 basis points. What happened on rates on mortgages this week alone? They're going up. How could they go up if they lower interest rates? Because banks who issue 30-year mortgages have an element of risk in that they say, are we going to be able to be paid back? Who do we want to lend to? Yeah, they may have lowered the prime rate. They may have lowered this interest rate, right? But nope, we're going to actually raise our interest rates because, like that video that we saw, people don't have much money in the bank. They're living paycheck to paycheck. It's hard to know what's going to happen tomorrow, let alone 30 years down the road on a mortgage. That's a lot of risk that a bank is taking on. So therefore, in this economic climate, this tells us that they think it's going to stink. Banks think it's going to stink. So therefore, they're raising rates on their mortgages because if they're going to put money out there, they got to raise the reward for them giving risk assets out, letting people buy a house. So Warren Buffett, what did Warren Buffett do since July? He was the largest owner of Bank of America in the world. He's the largest shareholder. He's dumped over $7 billion worth of Bank of America just since July. Well, last week, he sold off enough to where now he's no longer a 10% or more shareholder of Bank of America. When you're under that threshold, you can trade in secret. He doesn't have to make it known to the rest of the world what he's doing. So he could eliminate all of his Bank of America shares and we don't get notified anymore. So when you've got Warren Buffett, one of the wealthiest people in the world, that's dumping Bank of America, and now we don't even have to know the rest of the shares that he's selling. So what does that mean? It means he doesn't think that the banking sector is going to be good, or else as a smart investor, he would be buying more of those shares. He'd absolutely buy more. But he's not. He's dumping almost everything that he's got, right? So he doesn't think that the banking sector is good. And let's look at what happened with TD Bank, Toronto Dominion Bank, right? So they got $3 billion in penalties, right? For I don't know, money laundering stuff or who knows what. But because of that, now they have to limit the size of their banks in America. It's a Canadian bank. They have to limit their size. The banking world is in trouble, right? But now using banks as an enforcement arm for the globalist agenda is what central bank digital currency is all about. So we look at what's happening in Kuwait, right? So Kuwait, I mean, this is big, right? This is Big Brother. Everything Alex and I have been talking about for a year happening right underneath our nose. So in Kuwait, 60,000 bank accounts already have been basically off limits to the owners of them because 60,000 people wouldn't give their biometric fingerprint. So they didn't give their fingerprint to the government. So therefore, you can't access your bank account. So now there's like a million account holders in Kuwait who are going to be phased out of their bank accounts unless you give up your privacy and you give us a biometric bank, you know, your fingerprint to access your money. So the end of October, they're going to cut them off from their credit cards. By December 1st, if you don't give your fingerprint, you don't have access to any of your bank accounts, nor do you have access to your brokerage accounts. It's like, this is how they force compliance. This is how they force their way into complete control over you and your money, the ability to separate you from your money based on your ideology. It's like, how so? Well, because your digital social profile, your social credit score that tracks all of your transactions, which is what all of these different Bank for International Settlements projects are all about. See, now, to avoid any kind of fraudulent activity or people accessing your bank account, let's just make it clean and simple and say biometric identification. See, there's a nice, sweet message behind it. But boy, the result is insidious. And I've said this before on the show. You don't need an army of reservists, National Guard, you know, military all over the world, you know, with ARs or AKs marching down the street to force compliance. When all you do is super clean, you flip the switch and say, I don't like your ideology. I don't like it that you're spending money on gas. I don't like the political party you donate to. I don't like the church you tithe to. And we'll flip it off so you can't actually access your money. Using banks as the enforcement arm for globalist ideology is clean, right? I can see it. We can see that this is where it's going. So Buffett dumping his Bank of America shares doesn't see the banking sector as something good. You've got people who can't afford to make their payments. You've got the inflationary pressures that have not subsided, where people can't even afford to buy groceries. You've got now this big, massive BRICS meeting in Russia next week, where I think they lay out their plan to de-dollarize the world and finish what they've started. That's what I think they're going to do. So like we started the show with, how what's your solution? How do you get by with all this stuff? Well, like what Alex was talking about, allocating into tangible assets, gold and silver, that's not digital. It's not a piece of paper. You can do it in your IRA. You can do it outside of your IRA. You can take delivery of it. You can store it. We're talking about physical assets that are not part of some goofy unified ledger. They're not a digital asset that you can actually press a button and actually separate you from it because it's a thing. Well, because it's a thing, things go up with inflation. I don't care if it's cereal, groceries, bicycle, oil, gas. Things go up with inflation. See, this is where when you've got countries that are seeking after gold by the hundreds of tons or thousands of tons, when you've got companies that need silver for manufacturing, when you've got investors that want silver for investment gains, because it's already gone up 40% in the last 5 months, or because it's a mechanism for freedom. You know, you can use it for barter. There are solutions. All you need to do, give us a call. We'll help you. 720-605-3900 or go to kepm.com/gold. Say Alex sent you. We'll be able to help you out, navigate through this madness and help you strategically set up your future for success. Owen's coming up next. It was great being with you. We'll see you again soon.
At thealexjonesstore.com, we don't just sell products and t-shirts. We empower patriots to stay strong in the fight for freedom. Our best-selling items like Ultimate CMOS and our amazing fundraiser t-shirts help keep Americans fighting for freedom outwardly and inwardly as they support the InfoWars broadcast and the Alex Jones broadcast as well.
Conspiracies are no longer conspiracies. They're truth.
We love the shirts. And not only that, I just wish more people would get wise. Elect Donald Trump, baby!
That's right. That's who I'm voting for. And I'm Hispanic.
We hear stories like this every day. Real Americans just like you reclaiming their freedom with our cutting-edge supplements and t-shirts available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Everyone, I wanted to recommend the AJ store. This is my first time buying. Obviously, it won't be my last. I'm going after the Alex Jones Was Right. That will be my next purchase. And the gummies. I really want those gummies.
At thealexjonesstore.com, we stand behind every product with rigorous testing and unparalleled quality. But don't just take our word for it. See what thousands of satisfied customers are saying and experience the benefits for yourself.
I stand for Alex Jones, the AJ Store, and all of us patriots. And God bless my new shirt, and God bless you all. America will rise again.
Head to thealexjonesstore.com today. Read the reviews and join the movement of informed, empowered patriots taking their health and style into their own hands. Don't wait. Stock up now because your freedom and future depend on it. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now.
We're winning.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.